shooting inspiration. As the month slowly comes to its end, it's good to ask ourselves the question, what will I do afterwards? Please know that everything else in life can be done by someone else. There's only one thing that lies entirely in your own hands. That's your own spiritual practice. If you don't take care of it, no one else can take care of it for you. It's you who have to do it. It's not like shopping that can be delegated to someone else, or babysitting, someone else can do that, or let us say constructing a new shopping center. Everything else can be done by someone else, except your own spiritual practice that prepares you for eternity. In one work of Raghunath Das Goswami, he describes what he wants to do before he has come to his ultimate realization. He says, Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram. I worship that Srimati Radharani who has lotus eyes. Worship means to hear about her pastimes, her qualities, and to offer a flower or something. I remember Radha, who has a sweetly smiling face. How hope-giving! Our Srimati Radharani is looking with kindness upon us. And finally, he says, and I speak of Radha, whose melting of compassion. Raghunath Goswami here expresses his hope. She takes compassion on anyone who turns her way. Thus there is no other goal for me, he says. This is the month of Radha, Krishna's most dearest beloved, who has conquered his heart. Anyone who goes through the path of Radha will surely have the full attention of Krishna, who removes all the obstacles and gives him his Shakti, his spiritual energy to move forward. There's a very nice song which I heard while being here in Vrindavan that the rich Parsis sing. It's something like a meditation, so you might like to sit peacefully, perhaps take a few deep breaths, and then listen. Just after sunset, as the darkness is gently settling upon the land of Braj, Srimati Radharani is walking not far from the village of Shiksoli. Her body emanates a sweet fragrance, which is a mixture of aguru and chandan, and many bees are attracted. The anklets on Srimati Radharani's feet are making very sweet sounds, calling Krishna's attention. The darkness in the lanes and streets of Vashana is being vanished by the brilliant luster of Radhika's body, who's walking like a swan towards Vrishabhanu's palace. May this image become engraved upon my heart forever. Yes, let us keep Radha, or Radha and Krishna, in front of our eyes. Let us make them the goal of our life. Let every step which we do as we walk through this world be a step that brings us closer to them. And in this way, the month of Kartik and its tremendous blessings will carry into our day-to-day life.